It's Monday, April 24th, 2006. Thanks for tuning in to this special, extra-long, all-New Orleans music episode
New Orleans, here I come.
Of The Sounds in My Head.
Man, I dig the column.
It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
That's what I'm talking about. This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. New Orleans is my home. New Orleans is where I'm going. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. I've got no time for talking. I'm gonna keep a walking.
That right there is right there was a fantastic version of Walking to New Orleans, Fats Domino's classic, performed by Buckwheat Zydeco. You can get it on a new album that's come out called Classics, which contains lots and lots of music by Buckwheat Zydeco, all sorts of his Zydeco classics. Buckwheat Zydeco is actually Stanley Durrell, who was born in Lafayette and taught the ways of Zydeco by Clifton Chenier. That song was really great, and it's a great way to begin a special, extra-long, all-New Orleans music episode of The Sounds in My Head. And of course, this special episode is because I am down in New Orleans. That's right, when I go to New Orleans, I like to make myself a playlist of all number of New Orleans-themed, Louisiana-themed music, pop it on the iPod, and listen to it till my heart's content. All the plane riding, all the driving around, I like to spend it listening to New Orleans-themed music when I'm down yonder in the South to get me in the mood, and so I thought I'd let you share in some of the music that's puttering around in my head. In particular, this next song. It's a cover of House of the Rising Sun by The Animals, as done by Charlie Waller and the Country Gentlemen. It's a really great version. At the beginning, it's kind of slow, and you're like, okay, this is kind of sounds sort of standard, but then it kicks into gear, and it becomes a super-duper great version. So check it out, House of the Rising Sun, as covered by Charlie Waller and the Country Gentlemen from their album 45 Years of Memories. Check it out, where else but on the special extra-long all-New Orleans music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boys, and God, I know I'm one. Sold my new blue jeans. My daddy was a gambling man way down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he's satisfied is when he's on a drum. Call a rising sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boys, and God, I know I'm one.
Where the rebuild stands right now. The Institute for Southern Studies has issued the Mardi Gras Index, the state of New Orleans 6 months after Katrina. Chris Crum is the Institute's executive director. Hi, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is an all-encompassing report, a lot of figures, a lot of factoids, and it goes through everything. The demographics of the city, both before and after, the infrastructure, all the way toward preparing for the next storm. What were the big surprises in here for you?
Unfortunately, what the report found 6 months later is that pretty much by any measure, the rebuilding of New Orleans has stalled, and in some ways, the rebuilding, it's gotten worse. There's very fundamental barriers to, you know, a family that's based in Atlanta or Houston. If they don't see these problems addressed, they're not going to come back. For example, schools. You had over 117 schools in the city. Only some 20 have reopened. So again, these are the kind of barriers, and really there hasn't been the kind of national commitment to addressing these fundamental barriers. And unless they are addressed, most of these people won't be able to come back.
Around here as the winds have changed, cloud rolling from the north and it starts to rain. Rain real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. The river had busted through clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying. Wash us away, Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge came down in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. What the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Let me go back on that force now. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana.
That right there was Seattle's Harvey Danger. You may remember Harvey Danger from the years of Flagpole Sitta. I'm sure you do.
Paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me.
But Harvey Danger is still around and putting out good music. They actually just released a new album, which you can download for free from their website. Look for links at thesoundsofmyhead.com. But that song right there was not from said album. It was a live recording from a Katrina benefit concert that they were a part of in Seattle last year, and it was a cover of Randy Newman's 70s-era classic Louisiana 1927. It's a really good version of that song. Randy Newman's, you know, isn't half bad, I don't think, but that version by Harvey Danger is really strong, and their new album, not bad either. So if you'd forgotten about Harvey Danger, now's a good time to re-investigate, because you can download their whole new album for free and give it a whirl. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. And up next, we're going to hear one of my favorite folk singers, Arlo Guthrie. I was born and raised on Alice's Restaurant. I don't know if you were, but it is awesome. And the song we're going to hear next is called City of New Orleans, which was actually written by Steve Goodman. But you can get Arlo Guthrie's version. He's the one who kind of popularized it. And you can get his version on a record called Sing America, which has a lot of other good stuff on it as well. Has some crappy stuff, but it's got some good stuff on it as well. So if you just want sort of a compilation, check out Sing America, and you can get this version of City of New Orleans performed by Arlo Guthrie. Or you can just listen to it right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old men in the club cars. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep are rocking due to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Nighttime on the City of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, passengers will please refrain. This train got the disappearing railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
When the saints go marching in, Jack, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Boy, we gonna boogie!
saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints, saints go marching in. Jack, oh, when the saints go marching in. Saints go marching in.
Song was called When the Saints Go Marching In Boogie, and it was performed by R&B pioneer Dave Bartholomew. Dave Bartholomew, actually born in Britain, but he moved to the States and lived in New Orleans for a long time, where he put out lots and lots of music. And you can get that song on a brand new release called 1952 to 1955. It's got all sorts of great stuff on it by Dave Bartholomew. He's a great musician, and if you haven't ever heard of him, you should check him out, because he's got lots and lots of good stuff. All right, up next, the one, the only, Louis Armstrong, doing his song, Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, which is a very, very good song. You can get it on any number of compilations. I link to one on the Sounds of My Head website, but it's on tons. And this is the shorter version. There's also a longer version that was live, and this episode's long enough as it is, so let's just go with the shorter version. Here it is, Louis Armstrong on the Sounds of My Head.
You know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines where mockingbirds used to sing. I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying in to spring. Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of old yonders in June, and soon I'm wishing that I were there. Know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart. There's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Thank you.
devastation out of Katrina also had this immense possibility that this nation could say, and a lot of people were saying, look, these issues of the race and poverty divides that you saw in the city, throughout the South and throughout the country, this kind of revealed that, and it was a chance to take them on, to really show we had some bold policy initiatives to address them. And, you know, it wasn't like you wiped the slate clean. There were still a lot of people in New Orleans. It wasn't a blank slate to work with, as some people say. But it was definitely a chance to try some new things, some really bold new initiatives. For example, one of the best ideas I ever heard is, well, why don't we try a Gulf Coast Renewal Corps? Hire the people from the city to rebuild the city. And you could have a jobs program that would help out those in need and would also get the rebuilding going. And that would, again, been the kind of bold initiative that really could have turned things around. But, again, it was about the kind of mindset that we don't want to invest in that kind of program. It's too government-focused. We want to let the private sector run its course. And it's led to this kind of laissez-faire, we'll see who makes it, we'll see who doesn't. We had a chance, I think, to try something really new and bold and original to try to address these problems, but that just didn't happen.
Hit the rising.
That was another version of House of the Rising Sun, this time performed by British Columbia's indie folk favorites, the Be Good Tanyas. That was from their album Chinatown. And you know, the Be Good Tanyas, I've never actually put them on the show before, but I just kind of figured that everyone had already heard of them. But maybe you hadn't. And if you hadn't, you should look into the Be Good Tanyas if you liked that song. Pretty interesting interpretation of the House of the Rising Sun. And, you know, I thought it was different enough that it wasn't too bad to have it on the same show with another version of that song and, you know, whatever, I talked to everyone. And finally on this episode of The Sounds of My Head, the father of rock and roll himself, Chuck Berry, one of my favorite musicians from a long time ago. Chuck Berry, he's super duper awesome. And this is a song of his called Oh Louisiana, which is unfortunately not available on CD. It was put out on a 1971 LP called San Francisco Dues, and as far as I could tell, it was never ever re-released, you know, in a remastered form. So this version comes from the record. But you know, Chuck Berry is so great, and I was raised on Chuck Berry, and you're gonna like this song. That's my sneaking suspicion. So check it out. Oh Louisiana, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I come home tomorrow. My tomorrow.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Louisiana Stomp by Clifton Chenier, House of the Rising Sun by Billy Strange, and When the Saints Go Marching In by the Charles Bridge Swing Band out of Prague. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. If you like what you hear, you can always leave comments on the Sounds in My Head website or send me an email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.